AISS has now started attempting to have smaller space schools. When we first started, we had the concept of sending six students from each state to Sydney and Canberra for the camp, and under the sponsorship deals, the students applied through the Science Teachers Association in their, through a school application. Each state branch selected their candidates, and from the time they were selected, everything was paid for. They were flown from Western Australia or Northern Territory or wherever. They stayed in Sydney for a week, and transport and food and other things, and it was certainly a bonus prize. It was very competitive, so much that some of the bigger states like Victoria and Queensland sort of said, that's not fair. Why are you taking six from Northern Territory when there's only, whatever, you know, 20 applications, and we have to knock back hundreds in Victoria or Queensland? So we changed it to a pro rata and all that sort of stuff. So it's been in and out. But one of the things that happens is that money is, of course, tight, and airfares are quite expensive. And so what we've suggested, we've actually run one now in South Australia, is to use the local facilities. And we did get DSTO, is that what it's called? In DSTO, and we went out to Edinburgh Base, and we ran a program there for 3 days for just South Australian students. They're year 10 students, which means roughly 15 or 16. And the idea is that those people raise enough money to sponsor the camp, and in the local area they get sponsorship through Rotary or anyone else. And then from those 40 or 50 kids that they have, whatever number they have, just as what they do then is they select four or five students who come to Sydney. So that from then on, they do the selection. So the camp in South Australia or Victoria or Queensland actually does the selection for us, and we see great benefits for that, because if you're not aware of it, the interest in space science out there is huge. Hundreds and hundreds of kids want to go and want to know, and lots of teachers want to know. The hard part is sort of doing it, getting the money or getting our act together to do it. So the best thing about this is that in South Australia, say 50 people have come across space science, and that includes astronomy. When I first started this, people said, what do you talk about? You know, you shouldn't have astronomy in it, because astronomy is all, you know, nothing to do with space science. Or then someone else would say, I hope you're just doing engineering, because engineering is the only thing that's important, etc. So because we were ignorant, it was good, because we were able to include whatever we liked in the program and fill it up. But so in South Australia, some kids have at least come across it. They've been to a planetarium, they've been to a rocket, to a defence site, and walked through a jet fighter and a few other things like that. And we hope that they will maintain their interest, and even if they're not selected to come to the bigger camp later on, at least they've started. And we have a lot of evidence, actually, that the kids who've come to our space camp have changed their career options and gone into engineering and that type of field, when in fact they were never going to before they came to us, including one of the visitors, one of the guest speakers in South Australia, actually, a girl from down there who's fairly bright, wanted to be a doctor and came back, and now she's doing honours in electrical engineering, I think, at Adelaide, after space camp, and she's really dead keen on space science. And it's good. Now, the other thing that happens, and this is where ASRI might be particularly involved, we've been going now for 5 years. We held our first camp for roughly 17-year-olds. About 100 Australian students attended that. We finished, and they said, that was fun, what's next? And I said, you must be kidding. It was hard enough to get this one going. And then the second year, we did the same thing, and they said, well, what's next? And they said, why don't you have a reunion or something? And we thought, well, I suppose we can have a reunion, but who's paying and where and whatever? So we did actually have a reunion, and we went out to Western New South Wales, and we went through parks and Siding Springs, and we went around the Canberra, but Narrabri and different places, and had a fun 3-day scientific exercise. And kids, some kids flew up to Sydney, some went to Canberra, flew to Canberra, others got buses and whatever and met us on the way, etc. So it was a first reunion. But since then, every year we've been under pressure to what are we doing with all the kids that we've trained? And I'm very grateful people like Ian Bryce have come along to our each, I think every year, I'm going to just guess. I think Asri's been to every one of them and done a presentation about rocketry and OzRock, etc. And it does create a lot of interest. And I think Quan Lee is probably the best known person who has pursued that. But there are a lot of students who would like to continue it. And we've always felt guilty about the fact that they hear nothing about space science until they're 16. And I mean nothing in schools generally. And then we run a course, they all get motivated, and then we've got nothing to offer them. And that's where ASRI comes in, and that's why we put in a joint project, because we do have students, not all of them are doing space science or sciences at university, but there are a lot of students who would like to continue their association, and that's what we've been looking for. So really this is the area that I have been mostly involved with, and AISS started quite some time before we knew we had a sort of like a sleeping giant in our hands. We had all these kids clamouring for more information and what to do next, and then we thought, well, we can't rely on government funding forever, because just as well, I mean, that's really what's happened. And so it was Brian's idea really to establish a company, the name is mine, it was based on something he provided, but we ended up with this case name to try and run programs which might let us spread down, to feed down from the high school, because we know that there are primary school teachers who know nothing about space science. All the kids want to do it. It's the second most popular or common project in schools, is to do something about the stars and planets and interplanetary travel and rockets and whatever. And there's a lot of media, of course, these days on it, and there's oodles and oodles of resources which are virtually untouched. NASA churns them out all the time and they're all free, but access through Canberra was not really good, and so most people didn't know that they existed. So what we've started on now is CASE is really sort of like, I guess you'd say it's a commercial company. We actually employ staff. Everything else has been voluntary, and Brian's own company, Fundraising Options, has outlaid quite a lot of money to keep AISS going and to make sure it had the support, the underwriting support, when people like Mars came and went, etc. Now, teacher training courses, I might go through all of these in a minute. I'll go through all of these things. But that's basically my background.